Today, the National Transportation Safety Board released a preliminary report on that train derailment that led to a toxic chemical spill in East Palestine, Ohio, and a suspected overheated wheel bearing that may have played a role. Meanwhile, officials are monitoring air and water in the town, residents continuing to search for answers. What's safe? Abigail Botar is a reporter with IdeaStream. She's in Monroe Falls. And Abigail, this report is short. It describes a whole system on the tracks to detect problems in passing trains. Right before the derailment, one of the detectors sets off an alarm. Tell us more.
Yeah, so trains pass these things called hot bearing detectors that are meant to assess the temperature conditions of these wheel bearings while the trains are moving. So the train that derailed passed one of these detectors in East Palestine. It transmitted a critical audible alarm message to the crew that the train needed to be stopped so they could inspect the hot axle. The detector said registered the bearing's temperature at 253 degrees Fahrenheit. And Norfolk Southern, which is the company that owns the derailed train, they have this criteria for bearings, and the temperature, it states that temperatures greater than 200 degrees are critical. And so this bearing was at 253 degrees, far above this critical limit. The NTSB then said at that point the engineer of the train hit the brakes to stop the train, but ultimately we know that it derailed.
Well, so this was right at Palestine. Many of us have seen the security camera video showing what looks like sparks coming from a wheel outside of town. Do we know if this is at all connected?
Yeah, that's actually really interesting and something that caught my eye from the report. The NTSB mentions that in their investigation where they interviewed people and looked at the site, they also saw surveillance footage from a local resident that shows moments before the derailment, a wheel bearing in the final stage of overheat failure. So it's unclear if that's these videos we've seen of sparks, but it does seem to indicate that there were physical signs that something was wrong with this train before the derailment.
Yeah, long before it got to Palestine. Well, the report also found that after the train stopped, responders arrived and found that the temperature in one tank car, the one that had the vinyl chloride, was still rising and there was an explosion risk. What more do we learn about how it was handled, the risk?
Right. So, I mean, that is going to be part of what NTSB's continuing investigation is, the accident response and the venting and burning of this vinyl chloride, which is what officials ended up doing. They say they did that to stop a uncontrolled explosion of the vinyl chloride. And that decision has been criticized by residents who are wondering if that actually was the best and safest response. But that's certainly something we're going to learn more about in future investigations.
And again, we'll also learn why, if there were sparks, you know, a great distance from Palestine, those same detectors that you're describing that are in the rails for passing trains, why something didn't happen before then. Abigail Botar, reporter with IdeaStream, thank you.
You're welcome.